All right, welcome back. As we are live here, we
look here, Ron.
10 hours down, man.
Look here, Ron.
I just want to let you know that. Go ahead, man. Take
look
it through,
here, Ron.
Man.
I am not happy. I am happy that so many people have stepped behind us, but I'm not happy that we set a goal and we're not on track for it just yet.
I was going to ask you, which one are you?
I am happy in some ways that obviously we continue to get support, but I'm going to be honest. Like there is an unhappiness that exists in me right now because
so he's grumpy.
Okay, if that's how we want to term it.
Or Doc.
But
I think he's unhappy for a good reason, for a good cause.
Thank you. I do it for charity. It's a great excuse on a day like this. It's just whatever is wrong, it's happening for charity. Currently, I'm looking at the Houston Food Bank donation site where we have it, Radiothon 26. If you text that to the number 71777, you too will see this page where you can donate. Because currently we have raised $6,400 and change in cash donations towards the Houston Food Bank, right?
Mm.
And that's not nothing. Don't get me wrong. Jeez. Like, I don't want to make it seem like that
we're
is
still
nothing.
Matching
I have,
right now,
I have a
we?
Great appreciation. I believe so. I have a great appreciation for everybody that's given that. But there's no way in hell we should finish this 12-hour radiothon and not have raised $10,000 in cash donations towards the Houston Food Bank. And so I want to challenge all of our listeners right now. For the final 2 hours of this program, we need to get to $10,000 cash raise. And I will do what's necessary to get there. If you donate and you want to come up to the studio and meet folks at the station, we can organize that. But I need to see the donation, right? If you want me to do the rest of the show with my shirt off, I don't know why you would.
What is
if you donate, I'll make it happen. What do I need to do to get the donations to flood in for the Houston Food Bank? That is the question I'm asking. Let me know. 713-572-4610.
Hello, ladies. Just jump to the shirt off.
Yeah, maybe he needs to stand out on the street corner in a towel with a sign.
Do you want
to? Do what?
Do you want to take your shirt off?
Available by the hour.
No. Okay, I mean,
I mean, you ran for you're indifferent, ain't you? There you go.
But I just really
you're,
want
you're
to
sitting
get
here with a couple of guys that don't think indifferent on that.
Oh, really? Honestly, I thought you, Ron, you give the energy of I could take my shirt off at any given time.
I mean, I can. I'm not indifferent about it.
No,
I
you
took
see,
my
you,
pants off.
See, that's the thing. That's the same energy.
Y'all just doing it in the wrong spot. You're doing it in studio. You need to go down to Bissonnette and do that.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
That's where you're gonna go get your return.
There you go. But no, man, Reggie's right. We got to hit 10K. Got to hit 10K, and that means we're just over 3,000 to get there. We need to hit 10K, and we do appreciate everybody jumping in and shout out to Michael and John, who just slid in with their donations.
And guys, what's the easiest way for people to donate?
Look, I can get you the link if you text us to our text line 713-572-4610. I'll get you the link to donate. I'll get you the link for the auction. But we just need to get this up. It just needs to happen by hook or by crook at this point.
So what's the number that they text in?
Well, okay. What do you mean? Okay, so there's a couple of ways. One, you can go Radiothon 26. If you text that, Radiothon, RADIOTHON 26, numerals 26, to the number 71777, it'll get you the link. But I can get you the direct link if you just ask on our text line, 713-572-4610.
There you go. There it is. Yeah, man, we want to hit that mark. And again, as Reggie said, we are so appreciative of everything that you guys have done, and it has still been a success, but we really, really want to be able to give as much as we possibly can and help as much as we possibly can with the Houston Food Bank. Again, guys, we talked to you about this. They service over 1 million people, and those people are in need, and this is a way we can really help folks. Text Radiothon 26. Radiothon 26 to 71777, or text in. If you got Reggie's phone number, hit Reggie up. He'll send you the link. Hope people have done that today.
I will. I mean, that's where I found out that one of our listeners passed the auction site to a friend of theirs. They ended up buying the Andre Johnson signed, or rather autographed, Hall of Fame photo where he's whooping Courtland Finnegan's ass.
Yeah, that one got sold out, didn't it?
Yeah. Because they, look, man went and shared it with his friends. There was a friend that was like, I need that in my life, and I'll cop it right
if
now.
If there was one, you would guess and say, boy, which one will sell out? That would have been in the top five.
Yeah, that was 100 the one that I thought was absolutely going to happen.
That was the top five.
That was the one where I was like, that one's definitely going to happen. Are you surprised, PC, if I tell you that there's a Yordan Alvarez autographed bat that it is not, that there's not a bid on it? Would you be surprised if I told you that?
If there's a who autographed bat?
Yordan Alvarez.
We have a Yordan Alvarez autographed baseball bat.
Correct.
And we don't have a bid on it.
That is correct.
What's the opening bid?
$695. Which I feel like that's a good value.
He's going to be the MVP.
Correct.
Yeah, people, we need to be getting on that.
And I think you should maybe take a look at the drive dinner.
You and this
as well. Just
I'm not
just
mad at it. It's for charity.
Just at Oak and Iron. I'm just saying, yeah, that could get charged up just a taste. Somebody's in competition.
I like what's happening here.
I'm just saying.
What's happening here. I don't even see the rest of the text. All I see is I will match up to $500 of donations if show agrees to do the, and I don't even know what the remainder of that is, but I like what we're doing here. I'll see what the remainder of the text is, but whatever it is, I think that
whatever it is, I don't think you really want it.
Show should do it.
All right. I don't think you really want it.
Astros lineup.
Yeah, no, guys. I told you this. Listen.
You got to do it. I'll make him do the Astros lineup.
You ain't going to make me do anything, damn it.
Uh-huh.
No.
I mean, I would do it if they said that I was doing the Astros lineup. It's just not for me.
I don't need it. I need to see some proof. I need to see some proof. I want to see the 500 in.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen.
What is the Astros lineup?
Let's do it. If you want to hear the Astros lineup. Oh, yeah, it's out too. If you want to see the Astros lineup in their first game versus the first place Tampa Bay Rays, go ahead and run it up, baby.
By the way, just in fact, 4 minutes ago, if you were thinking maybe Braden Shoemake might find his way back, he was hit by a pitch in the left wrist last night for AAA, and he left the game. He's returned to Houston to get x-rays. They were negative, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
What's going on with him, man?
The
injury situation is out of control.
I don't know.
Like, it's just always something.
It really is always something. That's been my motto with the Astros just generally. It's always something, ain't it?
Every time we talk about the Astros, we could literally have everybody hurts playing underneath, and it would be accurate.
Yeah. I mean, have you felt like there is any level of conclusion as to what the audit of the medical return to baseball staff is? Because for a second there, I was like, it doesn't feel like it's as bad as it once was. And I still think I'm there, but it's not like it feels good just yet.
No, and the other part of it is this year you haven't had somebody new this year who suffered some kind of a significant injury that was then able to return to play. Right? Like Peña's injuries have been minor. Javier's injury is kind of from last year. So Blanco, Wisniewski, although they're all from last year, Walter's from last year. You haven't had that, and maybe thank God you haven't had that injury this year. Even Josh Hader's more from last year. So fortunately, they haven't had like the killer injury this year. The killer injury has been Correa.
Yeah.
And he's going to be out for the year. And that was not anything preventable. That was a completely freak injury.
It's not killer, but like Hunter was out for a long time.
Josh Hader and Hunter,
they were out for long stretches.
But the thing with Hunter was out for, you're right, Hunter's the one, right? So Hunter was out 2 months and he came back and he's throwing 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So far, limited sample size, Hunter suffered a decent injury, not something that required a surgery, but was able to return to play in the right time frame. And was able to return to play at the same level at which he had previously exhibited. Because isn't that the bigger issue? Is you think about when Kyle Tucker fouled the ball off his leg, he was out for months. And when he came back, he was half the player he was. You look at McCullers. You look at Javier. These guys have come back to play. And their velocity is now significantly impacted. Louis Garcia came back to play and wound up needing another surgery in two starts. So the one guy that we have so far is Hunter Brown, and he came back to play the same way he was. So far, what we've seen out of Christian Javier in the minor leagues is he looks exactly the way he did before the injury. Unfortunately, before the injury was he can't maintain his velocity. And I think that's a big part of the reason why they're moving him to the bullpen, even though they didn't rehab him as a bullpen guy.
Yeah.
They're going to bring him up as a bullpen guy. And I think what they're looking to do, and I know they had said, well, we're going to use him like a regular reliever, and I think we can call all the shenanigans on that. Because you're not going to take a guy who hasn't pitched out of the bullpen in 4 years and say, hey, look, you're going to pitch on Monday, then you're going to pitch again on Tuesday, you're going to pitch again on Thursday. We're going to bring you into situations with two guys on and one out. You need to, like, they're not going to use him like they use Stephen Okert. They're not going to use him like they use Brian King. You know, I think they're going to use him more like they use A.J. Blueball, which is he comes into a clean inning and they're looking for him to get multiple innings. And I think that's how it'll work in the beginning. And then maybe after there's a little bit of a comfort range, he might come in with two on and two out and be told, all right, look, get this one guy, and then you're going to give me two more innings. Blueball's thrown the most innings out of the bullpen in the majors. And it's not a surprise that a lot of teams are checking in on him because the Astros are kind of in that. To other teams, they're in that gray area of, you know, am I jumping in the puddle? Am I getting away from the puddle? And he's a guy who obviously, look, he throws it up to 98 miles an hour. He's versatile, pan or starter. He's got, what, 4 more years of team control, making minimum money. So there's a lot of reasons why people be interested in A.J. Blueball. I'm not against them trading young players or top draft picks. What I am for is with the specter of a long work stoppage looming, never have top prospects been more valuable than they are right now because there may not be baseball next year. That means all your existing players are basically just going to burn a year of their lives.
How real is that going to happen?
Oh, that work stoppage.
Pretty.
I'd put money on it, personally.
The length of it. Like, how real is...
The owners have been building a war chest since the last CBA for this.
Are you okay, by the way?
We just got a $500 donation. All
right.
All right. We know what that means. We got to pause the conversation because Ron's got to do his job.
No, I don't. We don't know where that came from.
Doesn't matter.
We don't know who that came from.
Doesn't matter.
That person would come on out.
Did I not say by hook or by crook?
No, you didn't. I didn't.
Give the people what they want.
I'm talking about this fella right here. This fella right here. That's who I'm talking about.
713. I need to see some receipts. If you need to hit me up, like we will coordinate. But I'm gonna see if we can make this happen for you.
Well, this is like for them to get to this point, and baseball has been in. I'd say the best spot it's been just from a perception space in years, and they would potentially put themselves in a place where the last time this happened, it ruined the sport.
It didn't. And
if they actually missed games.
We had to have Major League Baseball team owners not only turning a blind eye, but encouraging the use of performance-enhancing drugs and rewarding people for performance-enhancing drugs.
And I don't know if there's another juice. I don't know if there's another steroid era to get you back out.
We built an entire marketing campaign around Chicks Dig the Long Ball. So, it would take a lot out of it. And this is why I think you've seen owners being willing to capitulate on so many things. They've literally said yes to everything the union has asked for. Just give us a salary cap and yes on everything. You want higher minimum salaries? Yes. Faster free agency? Yes. Eliminate the qualifying offer? Yes. They just just say yes to the cap.
They just want that salary cap.
And the crazy thing is if you do the numbers, if they do the salary cap, players would get a greater percentage of baseball-related income than they do right now.
Right.
And right now, they're getting record levels of income because I tracked this all the way back to 2012. Up until 2 years ago, baseball players always made less than 40% of baseball-related income. And in the other three major sports with caps, it's between 49 and 51. So why would you accept making 10% less than everyone else all because they used a three-letter word that you don't like? And then it turned out, okay, well, you know what? The Dodgers and the Mets have decided to join the Drunken Sailor Brigade with the Yankees and the Phillies and Giants. And now you've got two more teams. I mean, the Dodgers' payroll is $400-something million. So you added two more teams that are just spending like wildfire. And that's now pushed them up to, I think, 46%. So there's still another 4% of money out there that you're not getting that you can get. And that's eliminating the deferred money, another thing that the union wanted. No more deferred contracts. Everything's real money right now, so it has a full value. And it just creates a situation where instead of having six teams that spend $300 million, everybody now has to bring the spending up. You can't have any more $80 million payrolls. Yeah. Everybody's got to spend $190 million.
There's a salary floor, but also I'm not certain that the salary cap exists where the Dodgers are spending or where the Mets of a couple of years end up spending. I think that that is probably the scary part, right? Right now, you have a few teams that are willing to pay that exorbitant money, in part because of deferred money and all that. Who's to say? Because, again, baseball's been a little funny with the books. Now, they would have to open that up, right, if we do end up in that space. But who's to say that the players are like, are we sure that all of that money gets spent and we don't end up in a place where they set the salary cap to a place where, yes, we get a better percentage, but the actual money that comes to the players isn't actually where you had previously been.
See, that's the joy of the salary cap.
And you want to know the joy of this? We'll pick this up on the other side as we
hanging a cliffhanger
as we are continuing here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Please continue to help us out as, hey, we need a big kick, and we've had a big kick in the last 15 minutes. Text Radiothon 262-71777 as we continue right here on Sports Radio 6.